This is your Classic Kids Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and one of the biggest growing industries across the nation, especially in South Australia, is our renewable sector. And we've recently had a Canadian company, AMP, make some big investments in South Australia as well. I'm joined by Dan Vanos-Pelikan, Minister for Energy and Mining. Dan, how's it going?
Good, Jordan. Good. Thanks for bringing me on your program.
So AMP has made significant, plays into the green sector for South Australia. What's going on?
Yeah, well, these companies all seem to have these three-letter names. So AMP Energy has bought two projects from EPS Energy. And as you said, a Canadian company. The main project that they're acquiring is a solar farm at Bungama, very close to Port Pirie, as I'm sure all your listeners would know. A solar farm and a battery. They're also looking at a project that's not nearly as well-developed, but they want to change that. At Kultana as well.
And they're also looking into hydrogen production as well, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting part of it. Hydrogen is coming, and a lot of companies and certainly our government are deeply involved in the development of hydrogen, and particularly green hydrogen. So their intention is that with a very, very large solar farm and a very large battery and links to the grid, but they'll be able to produce hydrogen. So a fantastic opportunity for Port Pirie and the district.
So I guess what's the state government doing to encourage these big investments to be made in the state?
Well, our policies actually are attracting enormous amount of investment. We've got $2 to $3 billion worth of projects on the books already, and approximately $5 billion worth of projects sort of in the early development stage expressing strong interest. We know that we've got great sun and great wind resource. We've got a lot of space, and the state government policies that we've developed are attracting people into this. The closure of the power station, the old coal power station at Port Augusta, has left us with a fantastic opportunity to use the transmission and distribution lines that are focused around the Upper Spencer Gulf. So not only is it a great place to generate the electricity, but it's a great place to put the electricity into the grid. And we're working very closely with a lot of companies that want to do that.
Unfortunately, it's the way of the world that money is what talks. And I guess what's the economic benefit to the state with all this solar projects and all these renewable energy projects that have been popping up?
Well, there's a pretty broad range of things. If you look at the most tangible, there are jobs. So this project, this Bungama project that AMP is developing, it's 275 jobs during construction, a lot less than that once it's operating. And sometimes people criticise, a few hundred jobs for 2 years during construction and then it drops away. However, we keep getting more and more of these new projects. So by the time, the Port Augusta Power Station or the renewable energy park that's being developed there, solar and wind, is finished, well, then another one starts. And when that's finished, another one starts. So we've got this terrific situation where the construction jobs actually are staying around the Upper Spencer Gulf, Port Pirie, Port Augusta and Whyalla because the projects keep coming, and that's outstanding. The other thing is that an enormous amount of money goes into these projects, and lots of it is spent with local suppliers. Certainly not all of it. Some things come from interstate and overseas, but great opportunities for local suppliers to be delivering into these projects as well.
And I guess with more and more projects that do happen, work is moving from one to the next. It's also a good opportunity for trades in the renewable sector and apprenticeships in the renewable sector.
Yeah, 100%, Jordan. And we're really sort of starting to develop an area of expertise in the Upper Spencer Gulf. And, whether it's wind farms, whether it's solar farms, whether it's battery storage, we've got all of them happening in the Upper Spencer Gulf now. And so people who might have a job, maybe a contract for a year or two, quickly move on to another contract for a year or two and another one for a year or two. So as the projects keep rolling out, the jobs are staying here, the skills increase, and it makes it well worthwhile people looking at getting into trades, whether that's as an apprentice or whether that's even enticing people moving to our district to help grow population and the benefits that come from that.
And just changing topic, over the weekend we did hear about GFG Alliance and fraud allegations being brought up in the UK. Of course, that doesn't have anything to do with operations of the wireless steelworks, but what do we know so far and how are we feeling?
Well, look, there are allegations between the Greens or about the Greensill company and some of their involvements, and people would know that Greensill used to be the financier for GFG. This is stuff that's happening on the other side of the world. There is no suggestion that anything inappropriate has happened in the Australian businesses. And I stress again, what's alleged overseas are just allegations. You know, other people on the other side of the world will get to the bottom of that. But it seems very clear that what's happened in Australia has been completely above board. And a company that is developing a finance deal, a company called White Oak, which GFG would partner with to replace the finance it used to have with Greensill, has made it very clear that it intends to continue to work with GFG to put that deal together in Australia. So while, yes, it's concerning to hear these reports from overseas, the advice from White Oak and the advice from GFG is that it does not have any impact on the operations here in Australia. And of course, it's Whyalla that we're most focused on, the steelworks and the mine. So that's very good news.
No worries. Well, Dan Van, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Jordan.
As Minister for Energy and Mining, Dan Van Hospelikan on your Classic It's Breakfast.